A troubling thing is happening in parts of the Adirondacks. Local people are finding it harder and harder to afford to live there. The view from Lake Placid on today's Story of the Day.
Story of the Day is supported by Kenny Drugs, employee-owned and locally committed since 1903. KennyDrugs.com.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Thursday, July 29th. First up, about 46% of the state's inmate population has been vaccinated against COVID-19. That's according to the New York State Department of Corrections. In a statement, the department said all 32,000 inmates have been offered the vaccine, and there have been vaccination clinics in each of the state's more than 50 prisons. The state says it's offered inmates incentives to get vaccinated, ranging from care packages to barbecues. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced this week that all state employees, including prison workers, will either need to be vaccinated or get tested weekly for COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, more than 6,000 inmates have been sick and 35 have died of COVID-19. Affordable housing. Everyone wants it, but who can get it? That's what a seasonal worker in Lake Placid wants to know. He says he and his peers, the working class that keeps tourist towns like Lake Placid running smoothly, are being priced out. As a part of our series on housing in the North Country, Amy Fireisel reports.
A lot of Lake Placid's seasonal residents and tourists will meet 26-year-old Devin Roche at some point. He works ski patrol at Whiteface in the winters and at Smoke Signals Barbecue on Main Street in Lake Placid.
I live and work in two of the big, reasons why people are up here.
Roche grew up downstate in Westchester County, and he went to SUNY Plattsburgh, which is when he fell in love with the region. In a lot of ways, he's the holy grail of what the Adirondacks are trying to attract in a new generation. He's young, works and lives here year-round, and wants to stay. There's just one problem, says Roche, for him and others like him.
There are quite a large amount of young people looking to set roots here, and they work here all sorts of different jobs, from, career 9-to-5 jobs in municipality or to more seasonal workers that have a hard time actually staying here because it's hard to find a place to live.
After college for the first year, Roche lived in a friend's basement apartment in Saranac Lake, what he calls his foot in the door. Then he subleased in a multi-unit house. He describes the rental market in Saranac Lake and Lake Placid as very limited in quantity and quality for the working class.
What is available is been used a lot since the 80 Olympics and been renovated and not using the best, they're not the nicest places all the time.
But they eat up a lot of a paycheck. Someone living in the Adirondacks and working full-time at minimum wage is looking at about $2,000 a month before taxes. Roche's monthly rent and utilities clocked in at about half of that.
I wasn't thrilled to pay it just because, it wasn't anything special. The landlord was, slow to fix things, and that really could be a mortgage payment.
Roche says housing is a constant topic among his peer group of seasonal and service industry workers. He really worries about rental and home prices continuing to rise and pushing them out.
I think we're on the verge of something that many mountain towns have gone through and are going through. Just absolute outpricing of all the workers and local residents.
Local leaders and builders in the Adirondacks are trying to address this problem. In Lake Placid, three housing developments are currently in the works, and some of them are targeted towards those with lower or middle incomes. But Roche is concerned that they're not nearly enough. He pointed to the largest development, called The Peaks. It's an enormous apartment and condominium complex in Lake Placid with about 350 units. 37 of those will be rented at affordable prices, at around $1,100 a month.
40 units just isn't enough. We're going to get priced out, and there won't be any grocery store clerks or car mechanics or people to mow the golf courses. The more housing that doesn't get built for the working class and local residents, the more that happens.
Rosh says he counts on personal connections, knowing people, and luck when it comes to housing.
I'm a big believer in knowing your neighbors and something good will come around.
He found his current place in Wilmington through a friend. He says it's affordable and comfortable. It just took him a few years to find it. Amy Feireisel, North Country Public Radio.
Now we head to the village of Lake Placid itself and hear from a longtime renter who says increases in rent are outpacing salaries and that short-term rentals are changing the character of her neighborhood. Celia Clark has that story.
Caitlin Wargo describes herself as a renter by choice. She's lived in Lake Placid for over 10 years and works for a nonprofit. She's a single mom to a ninth grader. Her immediate housing worries are about him, so he can finish high school in Lake Placid. But she thinks about the future, too.
So that when he goes off in the world, he can come home, and I'm still in the place where he grew up from the time he was three and where he knows everybody and the people who own the stores and run the movie theater.
Wargo says she's happy where she lives now. She pays a little over a third of her income for rent. Financial experts say that's just about right. But she says the neighborhood's changing. Houses are being sold just for vacationers to rent them short term on Airbnb or VRBO.
There's a house across the street that's been a party house and has been a huge nuisance for years. And the one just opposite that just went on the market last week.
She says it has an effect on the neighborhood's day-to-day character.
A lot of folks wandering around openly drinking because they're on vacation, you know, being loud all week long with parties, you know, not really understanding that there's a lot of working folks here who have to go to work in the morning.
There's another change Wargo's noticed since more houses have become short-term rentals, fewer local kids.
We just started having more houses selling and going from having a kid or two in the school system playing in the playground to going to out to short-term rentals. And so there are still kids playing in the playground. They just aren't kids who go to school here.
K through 12 enrollment in Lake Placid School District has declined almost 14% since 2014. That's about 100 fewer kids. She's worried about how it will change Lake Placid in the future.
But it also has to do with community vitality. It has to do with the number of kids on the sports teams and in the plays.
Wargo loves living in Lake Placid. She loves that her son has access to things like speed skating, theater, arts programming. She says he wouldn't be able to participate in those if they lived miles away where she can actually afford to buy a house.
I definitely can't afford to buy a place around here that would keep my son near his friends at his school and all those things, which is what I want for him. And, you know, to have an hour commute each way, it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work for me.
Wargo says the future doesn't look totally negative, thanks to local efforts to build more homes.
And I am hopeful because it seems like there are a number of efforts in Lake Placid to move forward with some sort of housing that is affordable to what we call, you know, low to moderate income. You know, I think I'm in the moderate income range.
Wargo says she hopes those new options are available in a few years, around the time her son graduates from high school. Celia Clark, North Country Public Radio.
We have more news all the time on our website, ncpr.org, and there's a big link there for you to fill out our housing survey. Let us know what affordable housing or any kind of housing looks like, the real estate market in your neck of the woods. Fill out our housing survey at ncpr.org. Music today by Patricia Julian of Burlington and Danny Thomas of Canton. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.